The next item on the agenda, and I believe it's the last as well, yes it is the Internet Communication Disclaimers Illustrative Examples. So, here comes Jessica Selnikov, Ms. Selnikov. So this is a document that we talked about when we passed the the NPRM on the Internet Communication Disclaimer Rule in March. I think it was March 18th or something close to that. And we said then that we were going to work on doing examples. And it sounded pretty easy at the time. And it turned out to be a little harder than we thought, because you have to, you know, size things so that when you size it on the paper, it looks, it's appropriately balanced, and you have to sort of agree on which examples to use, and there's a never-ending, you know, array of ideas. So it was a little harder than we all thought, but we're able to come up with a document that we hope will be helpful for people who are in the middle of writing comments for the NPRM. And comments are due for that
Friday, May 25th.
Right. So that's coming up soon, and we wanted to get it out, and hopefully this will give people a chance to do so. A lot of people helped with this, in particular, Amy Rothstein and Tom Moore. Where are the two of you?
Tom,
are you? There's Tom, and there's Amy in the back. Tom is with Ellen's office, and Amy is with my office, and they did an excellent job and worked hand in glove on this over the past few weeks. So thank you so much to both of you. Also to Nevin Stepanovic, Jessica Selnikov, Greg Scott, Amy Court, Dorothy Yeager, and another in particular is Jim Jones. Is Jim here? I don't see him. I think he ran away. He's in the control room. Okay. Hi, Jim. He also thought this might be easy on the first day that we called him, and he has literally been incredibly patient and helpful in trying to put this together for us. Just incredibly patient. We thank him. He has a regular job, and he kept getting pulled from his regular job to work on examples. So thank you, Jim, wherever you are hiding. Any comments from anybody else?
Jim is certainly going to hide when he sees
us. Yeah, exactly. He will.
Sure.
Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to everyone that you already mentioned, particularly Tom and Amy, who were indefatigable on this project, which really, we thought it was going to be easier. And for those who are in the room and looking at the copy on blue paper, I think the goal is to, it looks a little different on blue paper. There's, we were actually looking at it on against a white background and in color, and that's the way it will go up on our website. There are an infinite number of ways and texts that one could come up with for political ads, and we don't usually draft political ads, and I suspect that people who are looking at this will tell us that we shouldn't quit our day jobs. And obviously, if we had chosen different sizes, different resolution, we could come up with different conclusions. How it will appear on a phone versus on a watch versus on a large monitor. All of these are going to go into the determinations. We made some calls on the ads, and I think it was important that we do that. Commenters may disagree with our calls, and that's fine. That's what the comment period is for. It was actually, I think it was really a helpful process internally. I'm not sure if just looking at the ads is going to, that the commenters will get as much out of it as perhaps we did internally, the process of going through and trying out a lot of different alternatives and trying to decide how they would work under either or both of the alternatives or some combination or merging of the two, which, you know, and any of those options are still on the table. And I also should mention that, you know, if people want to comment on the draft and without the graphics, they're welcome to do that. If they want to look only at the graphics, they're welcome to do that. If they looked at the, if they already submitted a comment on the NPRM and now they want to submit another comment, they're welcome to do that too. So really, this is just meant to be an aid to the commenters. However you want to use it, and as I said, I think it was a useful process internally to go through this. So hopefully it will be helpful and will help us to get, at the end of the day, to a stronger rule.
Any other comments, questions? All righty. So then, without objection, we'd ask the Office of General Counsel.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I remember that I had two very small wording changes that I wanted to suggest before it
goes.
Are
you serious?
Didn't they tell you this?
No.
I'm sorry.
I was on the Metro.
Oh, that's right. You were on the Metro. We did tell you stuff. They're really, really tiny. I was reading it last night, and I realized there was something that was just a little bit unclear. It's just a wording change for clarity on in two places. On page 5, the second paragraph, the second sentence, while an adapted disclaimer would be appropriate here, it now reads, this does not meet the requirements under Alternative A, and I propose changing the word this to example 4. Does not meet, just for clarity.
Okay.
Again, basically the same change on page 7 under Alternative A, the third paragraph, the second sentence, while an adapted disclaimer would be appropriate here, change this to example 6. Does not meet the requirements under Alternative A. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't some confusion over whether this referred to the example or the adapted disclaimer that could be used. So I apologize for not.
No, that's okay. I think that those are edits we can certainly accept.
I know. I didn't mean to scare you.
No, you did. Okay. Excellent. So then, without objection, if the Office of General Counsel could please place that with the two technical corrections the Vice Chair just discussed in the appropriate places on the website in order to foster as much public comment and to allow people, as many people as possible, to see this document. We'd appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Excellent. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the Commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.